Chapter 8, Exercise 11B, The Storm.
This was it, the hurricane. The whole house was shaking. The rain was almost vertical, and all we could hear from the outside was a pounding noise. This went on for what seemed like eternity, when actually it was just a few hours. Then, all of a sudden, everything stopped. I sighed with relief and said that we should go outside and check for any damages. However, Uncle Steve told us to stay where we were and said that the storm was far from over. We were in what you call the eye of the storm. Everything outside was calm. There were almost no sounds. Then, after about 10 minutes, it all started again. The eye had passed us, and the same pounding started again. Again, the house started to shake. It was nearly impossible to speak to the others because the wind outside was howling so loudly. So, instead, we just sat and waited. I was very tired because I had not slept for at least 24 hours, but sleeping was out of the question. I was too afraid to fall asleep. We had something to eat, and we drank some water. It seemed that the worst part of the storm was over. It was still raining heavily, and the wind was hard, but that, too, seemed to wind down. Uncle Steve was the first one to go outside. He checked to see if it was safe for the rest of us to follow him. He came back after a few minutes and told us that it would be okay to leave the safe room. We all went outside to check the damages. Uncle Steve and Aunt Sharon had a huge sycamore tree growing in their front yard. The tree had gone down during the storm. It had just missed their house. There were branches everywhere. Other than that, everything seemed to be in one piece. The roof was still there, and no windows were broken. But there was water everywhere. It had flooded the streets, and it was still ankle deep there. Life goes on, as they say. For the next week, we did what we could to tidy the place up. The garden was a mess, of course, and the huge tree was lying on the ground. Uncle Steve used a chainsaw to cut the tree into small pieces, which Jamie and I then carried to the backyard. One thing is for sure, they will not run out of firewood in the next few years. All in all, this vacation of mine will never be forgotten. And I still aim to go back soon because I didn't see all the things I had planned to see on my trip.